From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting divisions over the migrant crisis.
Versagt Europa in der Flüchtlingsfrage.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the migrants streaming onto the continent. Germany has accepted many of the refugees. Slovakia and the Czech Republic, along with Hungary and Poland, are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian security officer was killed and dozens were wounded in a demonstration. Daniel Scharf takes a look.
Ukraine's Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov says the guardsman died of a shrapnel wound to the heart. The shrapnel was thought to have come from a grenade fired from the crowd of nationalist protesters. Authorities said the suspect was apprehended, along with about 30 others. Avakov accused a member of the right-wing Ukrainian Svoboda Party of launching the grenade as they clashed with guardsmen in riot gear outside parliament. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is complaining of attacks by government troops that he says is putting the recent peace agreement in jeopardy. Machar told reporters Monday the government is failing to respect the ceasefire by attacking rebel-held areas.
Well, if it goes on, it means the peace agreement is not implementable. You know, and if a peace agreement is not implementable, then it is just a paper.
The attacks could not be independently verified. Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They also have issued an arrest warrant for two suspects. This is VOA News.